The story of Orpheus and Eurydice, separated by her death on their wedding day and reunited all too briefly by the power of his music, is usually told from the male point of view. But when it's reimagined as the story of Eurydice, consigned to the underworld and reunited there with her father, the familiar story takes on a new dimension. Producer and actor Paul Mitry is bringing the Sarah Rule play to the Paul and Vailu Theater stage this weekend, courtesy of his All the World's a Stage Theater company, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Why this play?
Oh, well, there are probably a lot of reasons. One is it is a beautiful, beautiful poetic, a visual poem, and I do believe that, you know, right now in our society, it'd just be nice to have some beauty. Another thing is the director, Alex Monroe, brought this as a pet project. To him, it's a play about saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for us to kind of say goodbye to some people that we have worked with as they move on to other parts of their career. Rachel Ueno, who plays Eurydice, is off to the mainland. She just got her MFA in acting. Jeff Brackett is going to go study acting in New York. Christina Sutroff, who did our lights and set, she's also moving to New York. So some of these people we've been working with for a very long time. I think this is my 15th show with Rachel. And so it's a chance to say goodbye for us as well. But the story is just, it is an abstract masterpiece.
The parting in the story is the parting of Orpheus and Eurydice married, and she promptly dies. And he's distraught. Usually it's all about Orpheus, the sensitive musician.
Right. You know,
with his music, he draws her, gets a chance to bring her back from the underworld,
mm-hmm.
a chance he sort of blows by turning and don't look at me, right?
Yeah, it is. In this version, you could interpret it, excuse me, you could interpret it as, does she kind of make him turn around? Mm-hmm. Does she really want to go? This one adds in the character of the father who is in the underworld, and their reunion in that place kind of creates even more humanity than perhaps she had in the regular world.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some kind of question about the interpretation. Does she really want to leave her father? Is Orpheus kind of, you know, this amazing love that she should definitely go back for?
Yeah. It's always been assumed
that she was just dying,
you should pardon the expression, mm-hmm. to get out of the underworld.
Right, yeah, yeah. In this case, it isn't a horrible place, I guess. I mean, the idea that Alex is really trying to get across is that memories make us human. And so the memories that they share and that the father gets her to remember are just so touching.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to leave that, it is hard. It isn't just I got to get out of here.
Well, in reading about the play, the phrase half in love with easeful death came up into my mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life's a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's over, do you want to return to all that hassle?
Right.
I don't know if that figures into all this.
But. Oh, I think probably from Eurydice's standpoint, you know, where would you rather be with somebody that takes care of you, that you know, it's just easy to be with?
Yeah.
Or go back to a world where, you know, she wasn't super happy. She ran away from her own wedding. She has a line. She's like, I hate parties, and wedding parties are the worst.
Wow.
So,
well, that really is, you know, it took a couple of thousand years for people to ask what she thought, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We relegate some of these characters to kind of second-tier status, and instead it's just, you know, we need to look at our world and to make them relevant, look at it from all of the characters' point of view.
This play goes off into some abstract places, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of... You know, what does it ask of the audience?
Well, that's why I think, you know, I think you can kind of talk about it as visual poetry, it has images like a raining elevator, you know, and that is the river. It has characters like the Lord of the Underworld, who you would not expect to be the Lord of the Underworld.
Is this the nasty person?
Well, Dez Gilla plays two characters, the nasty, interesting man who kind of helps Eurydice die, and then the Lord of the Underworld. And it's kind of, up to interpretation. Is it the same person? Is it two separate people? The Lord of the Underworld is more like a child on a tricycle in this version. Then there are the stones, a chorus of stones. So it's kind of like the old Greek chorus. And those three represent the dead, you know, and that's what they kind of keep telling Eurydice is, you know, stop doing that, just be dead.
So they have a little bit of that Greek chorus commenting on the action function.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
they're stones.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they also are antagonists within it, too. And then in Greek chorus, they're not usually kind of that big of a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a whole different approach to theater involved in creating this play, I would think.
Yeah, I think Sarah Rule has her own style, and it's really, really difficult to get a handle on, both, I think, as a director and as an actor. Alex did the play before, so I think he was, you know, perfectly situated to kind of go, okay, this is what I want to do with it. This is my vision for it. In terms of acting, it can be difficult. It reads deceptively simple. But what is underneath all of those words, just like poetry, I like to kind of describe it as if Horton Foote and Samuel Beckett had to write a play together about the underworld, what would happen?
Two very different playwrights.
Yeah.
and an audience that needs to be aware that they're going to be seeing something that isn't three acts and let's get out of here.
No, exactly. It's there is no intermission, and it is 90 minutes long. And you know, I think there are moments that just whiz by, and then there are moments that just take time. And Sarah Rule puts it in her stage directions. She, you know, she's like, he builds a house. It takes time to build a house, and so, you know, there are these moments where we let the play just kind of breathe too. And then there are all of the other very, very dramatic moments, like when he does look back at her.
Takes a certain amount of courage to let any kind of action breathe on the stage.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, as actors, we're like, we have to be doing something all the time. But again, that's the Horton Foote kind of style, is just be, trust it. It is powerful, powerful stuff.
It sounds great. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Paul Mitry is producer of and performs as the father in Eurydice, the play by Sarah Rule, be performed the next two weekends with a Sunday matinee at the Paul and Vailu Theater on the Hawaii Pacific University campus in Kaneohe. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.